or whether the number one overall pick would play again this season. Speaking to reporters today, Colangelo said Fultz was currently limited to shooting in the free throw lane. Fultz has been sidelined since October with a shoulder injury. ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM is your home for the 2018 Winter Olympic Games. Stay tuned every night starting tonight at 10 o'clock for the daily wrap-up show live from Pyeongchang, South Korea. We also will have all of the U.S. hockey action, which starts on Wednesday with a game against Slovenia. After positioning themselves to potentially clear as much as $70 million in cap space by trading Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. to Cleveland, Magic Johnson reiterated that the Los Angeles Lakers will pursue two elite star players. Johnson, the team president, said he remains confident that he and general manager Rob Pelinka will lure two stars to L.A. in this July's free agency or in free agency in 2019. I'm Mark Seidel with your ESPN SportsCenter update.
Major League Baseball returns for Las Vegas Big League Weekend on Saturday, March 17th at 1 p.m. and to Sunday, March 18th at 4 p.m. The Chicago Cubs, led by Las Vegas resident Chris Bryant, will face Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez, and the Cleveland Indians at Cashman Field. Tickets go on sale for both games on Monday, February 12th. Las Vegas Big League Weekend featuring Cubs and Indians, March 17th and 18th. Tickets on sale at noon on Monday, February 12th at the Las Vegas 51's box office or online at lv51.com.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Las Vegas, will get their game on at Mandalay Bay Event Center this summer with legendary coach Bill Laimbeer leading the charge. Season tickets are on sale now at LasVegasAces.com. This WNBA inaugural season will be one that you want to be a part of. Get your game on and head over to LasVegasAces.com to purchase your season tickets today.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
From a touchdown here, second and goal at the two. Throws to the end zone. Touchdown to Terrell Owens. He has the hat trick, and Romo has his first NFL touchdown throw.
Last time around, first get to score, and Romo does with Terrell Owens. Touchdown Dallas.
Romo throws and completes. Terrell Owens, what a catch. Hung on for the touchdown.
Yeah, we'll give credit to everybody, CBS, Fox, NBC, and all the games and the Super Bowl stuff earlier. Steve, Adam, Renegade Show is underway over at Caesars, Thursdays through Sundays, $75 and $100 tickets. Intimate crowd, 180, right there at Cleopatra's Barge. If you've been to Caesars, you know where it is. We talked to Jim McMahon. We spoke to Jose Canseco. Now T.O. is in studio with us. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. What's going on? How about you?
We got a lot going on. We got a lot of questions for you, but we got like 7 minutes. So we're basically playing audience like at the barge.
Okay, cool. So, let's make it happen.
So let's get into it. First of all, because you talk a lot, will you be spilling the beans on former teammates? Because you talk about them, but is there a point where you're like, I can't answer that? Easy.
No, I mean, I don't think it's really anything about former teammates. I mean, I think in terms of coaches, I think they have a more prominent hand as far as when they're being asked, when you talk about the Skip Bayless of the world and they're doing their journalistic work or what have you, and they're asking about a player, I think coaches have more of a say-so and an impact on how an individual or player, for that instance myself, is perceived. And so, again, you know, I know there's a couple of coaches that have probably done me a disservice.
Who did you dirty?
I would say definitely number one would probably be Steve Mariucci. I haven't been shy about that. And for whatever reason, you know, I went on NFL Network and Dion was trying to say that, you know, that Dion that he's had my back, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, that's he can say all that stuff now because his job wasn't on the line at that point in time. So when you think of it that way, I have stories that people haven't even heard of that is probably part of the reason why I played with a chip on my shoulder in San Francisco throughout the course and tenure of my career. And a lot of that had to do with, you know, some of what, you know, Mariucci did and that a lot of people are not privy of.
So are you into the show because some of that stuff can come out? I mean, you need to defend yourself. All you hear is that T.O. was a bad teammate and that's why he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. You're in now, but You don't want to get some vindication here? Like, hey, I got some stories too. How about this teammate or this coach?
No, I have my moment. You know, I'm August 4th, come August 4th is when I'm going to do my speech. And so, and at some point, I'm going to probably do a book. I mean, I've had people come at me with documentaries and possibly book ideas, things of that nature. I've written some books before, but I think, you know, throughout the course of my career, the media has basically told the story of who they thought I was. Mm-hmm. And I think the perception of me has been negative. And I think anybody that knows me on a personal level outside of playing football, they know that I'm nothing like that. So, again, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, I think, like I said, I've never allowed really kind of what the media has said or even the induction into the Hall of Fame define me. I think if you look at my stats, and I've said it time and time again, and there have been people that wear gold jackets and haven't worn gold jackets that basically said, yeah, I should have been a first ballot Hall of Famers. But for whatever reasons, based on the narrative that I was a bad teammate, the things that you mentioned, they have taken that into account.
Terrell Owens in studio with us. Renegade Show, he's part of it. Goes down Thursday through Sunday at Caesars. So how do you approach the Hall of Fame speech then? Do you go, hey, I'm going to take the high road? Because they must be shivering. They're quaking in their boots about what this could be.
Well, I mean, if you look at that way, everybody wants me to now take the high road. I haven't played in six years. So if that's the case, then why haven't the Hall of Fame committee or the ones that the selection committee, why couldn't they take the high road? Why does it always have to be me? Why does it always have to be the player? I'm not the only grown adult here. So, you know, in that regard, like I said, I'm going to do what I do. I've done it my way, and I will continue to do it that way.
Why have those things bothered you? Because I follow you on Twitter, and you do go after people, and shouldn't it be at some point? I mean, I guess it is holding you at a higher standard, but you're like, hey, look, here's my stats. I don't even care what you guys say. Right. At some point, why does it bother you? Because at some point, I would be like, I'm just better than you.
Well, the thing is, sometimes when I'm engaging with my fans on Twitter, and obviously you've been trolling.
Not trolling. I'm a huge Bills fan, and so I'll follow any former right. Bill.
But again, a lot of that when I'm commenting or when I'm, you know, I'm going back and forth, I'm not mad. Yeah. You know, I'm just being factual. I mean, a lot of people they can't really detect the tone or context in which I'm texting or I'm posting. So people think that I'm upset about it. Sometimes I'm laughing as I'm texting.
Just having a good time.
I'm having a smile. I'm having a smile on my face. But again, at the end of the day, again, my stats have always spoken loudly. I mean, anybody that'll tell you anything that's happened throughout the course of my careers, and I know one of my coaches, he's told me this time and time again. I've never lied. I've never lied about anything.
Yeah.
Is it overboard to say, because we were talking last week about the last Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, is it overboard to say that Donovan McNabb lost that game for you guys?
I can't really say that. It's a team sport. It's a team effort. Again, certain individuals can impact a game. I realize that's what I did with every team that I played on. Outside of all the other theatrics that people say that I did something in the locker room or people didn't get along with me, if you're a grown adult and you're a grown man and you're going out there playing a sport, why would you let anything that I say affect your play? So again, at the end of the day, he had a job to do as a quarterback. The coach has a job to do as a coach, and me as a player, I had a job to do with everything that was swirling around me, with just really leading up to that Super Bowl and really just preparing and rehabbing to actually play in that game. So
refresh people's memory, your condition going into the game.
Again, a lot of people.
What was the injury leading up to it?
I had a severely sprained ankle. I basically tore all the ligaments in my ankle, and then I had a broken fibula. So I had to play with two screws and a plate in my ankle. And so
wait a second, but you're not a team player.
Well, you know, again,
that's what I love. I never hear that in defense of T.O. that he was very iffy for that Super Bowl game.
Right, but again, like I said, I'm not going to bring up other issues about other people. But again, when you compare, you know, things that they've done, and based on what I've done, again, it pales in comparison. Like I said, I'm proud to sit here and say that now I'm a Hall of Famer. Again, a lot of people say, yeah, I did it my way. I don't think that's the wrong way. Just because you may perceive me differently than someone else, then that's your opinion. Do I think I was unfairly criticized throughout the course of my career based on, again, as I said, certain individuals that could have changed that narrative? Of course. But again, I do sit here and stand and say that I'm not perfect. I wasn't perfect. Could I have done some or said some things differently? Of course. We all can go back and reflect on our careers and in hindsight and say, oh, I wish I could have done this or I could have done that. But at the end of the day, you have to be confident in who you are.
Were you guys worried going into that Super Bowl about the Pats chicanery? You know, that they could be pulling some things behind the scenes. Spagnuolo, who was the linebacker's coach, mm-hmm. said, you know what, they seem to know every freaking play we had coming.
Again, I heard a little bit about that, but at the end of the day, it's all about execution. I mean, it's all about, you know, mano a mano. It's all about, are you better than the person in front of you? Sometimes it doesn't matter. I mean, just like when Jordan or Kobe or LeBron or whomever, they know that they're going to get the ball. You got to stop them. It's all about your physical ability, your skill set versus the person in front of you.
So no excuses for the Eagles in that Super Bowl.
No, I mean, again, if I would have gotten a few more opportunities, I feel like we could have won that game.
Won the game. You guys Absolutely. Turned it over five times. You should have won the game.
Yeah. So again, you can't. That's one thing about the National Football League in any sport, really, where turnovers are a big part of it. It's hard to win when you have turnover, especially against a good team. And as you saw in the Super Bowl game this past weekend, that's what was key. That one turnover with Tom Brady, which is uncharacteristic. But again, at some point, both defense was playing pretty good, and both quarterbacks were playing very well up until that point.
How do you want to be remembered?
I think, you know, with my play, you know, I think my stats speak loudly. Dude, I never really thought I was going to play football. So
you play basketball?
I mean, I played basketball in college. I ran track in college. In high school, I played baseball as well as basketball and track. So I feel like I'm an athlete. Football kind of found me. I think anybody that at the end of the day, you know, they'll realize that, you know, I'm a person that obviously has gotten mischaracterized. I'm very misunderstood. And again, I'll never shy away from really my upbringing, because I was a product of my environment. And so I didn't have a dad growing up. My mom and my grandmother raised me. And so to say that I regret anything based on how they raised me would be a slap in their faces. So I'll never say that. The only thing I regret, and I've mentioned it last week on Radio Row, is not bringing a championship, helping bring the championship to Philly. But that mission has been accomplished. So
how many boxes of T.O. cereal do you have? Because I have a couple.
I think I may have one somewhere, stashed somewhere. It's in storage, but yeah, I'll run across it every now and then.
What kind of cereal was it?
They were T.O.'s. When I go to
when I do
Rich Eisen's show, he has a box there, and so I always see it when I go.
I never had them. I was scared to open the box. It was I loved it. I treasured it, but I was like, I won't have the cereal. I just want to open the box.
I think the shelf life, the expiration date is. Pretty,
I think it's past.
Yeah. Right now, so
I'm never going to.
I don't know. I wouldn't say you should do that.
It's great.
I wouldn't invite you to eat that.
Go see the Renegade Show. T.O. is part of it. Jose Canseco, also Jim McMahon, eventually Jimmy King from Michigan. It's $75 and $100 to go. Cleopatra's Barge. I mean, really small group, 180 people, and you can ask pretty much anything you want, and Terrell Owens is going to answer it. Thank you. We appreciate a couple minutes.